Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
I don't know why.
Because he didn't have the guts.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Someone stalking, or hear the rattle of bones. 'Cause I'm the spookiest creature the world has ever known. So for your own protection, I'd say you better think quick. 'Cause I know I don't have a treat, but I might have a trick. Halloween, 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 oh yeah. That's the night that I love. Halloween, 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 oh yeah, yeah. With the moon up above. Black cat at your doorstep, dark clouds in the sky. You hear a tapping at the front door, an unexpected surprise. Watch all the kids in their costumes with a nervous look in their eyes. So for your own protection, I'd say you better think quick. 'Cause I know I don't have a treat, but I might have a trick, trick, trick. Halloween, 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 oh yeah, yeah. That's the night that I love. Halloween, 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 oh yeah, yeah. With the moon up above. Mommy, I'm a goblin, a ghoul. I'm a witch, I'm a monster, but I'm nobody's fool. I'm a thirsty old vampire looking for you. So let me be perfectly clear. I delight in sensing your fear on my favorite night of the year. Halloween, 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 oh yeah. That's the night that I love. Halloween, Halloween. The moon up above. Halloween, 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 oh yeah, yeah. That's the night that I love. Halloween, 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 oh yeah, yeah. With the moon up above. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
That was Danny Weinkopf from a CD called Dinosaurs and Metaphors, right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, always so happy to be with you, but especially this time of year from the Sunspot Solar Studio in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm here with a whole lot of great people, including all of you out in listener land and everyone on Zoom. Hi, kids crew. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Well, who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Bo.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hello, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Lily.
Are you ready for Halloween?
Yes.
Yes. I sure hope so.
Well, I'm going to have a trunk or treat.
Yeah, tell us about your trunk or treat, Illy. This is something that you've done for a few years now, and I think it's such a good idea.
So I am doing like a trunk or treat at my house, and we're collecting clothes for the Albuquerque Public School because some kids don't have clothes.
So people who come by your house, it's just like regular trick or treating, or is there something else?
Well, we're going to have maybe a few games. It's just like regular trick or treating. You can drop off clothes and you get like we have candy or pencils or like books.
When you're asking people to drop off clothes, what are you asking them to drop off?
So drop off clothes that you've already used but are still in good shape so that other people can use them when you're done with them.
That's fantastic. So it's like recycling and helping people in need and being able to celebrate Halloween all rolled into one. That's Illuminata's Trunk or Treat. What a great idea and a great way to spend Halloween.
We have a Halloween parade in Chama and cars are decorated and we get to pick a candy from them.
Halloween car parade in Chama, New Mexico. And listeners tuning in, you should know that Chama, New Mexico is really far north in New Mexico, almost to the Colorado border in the mountains. How fun, Airdrie and Flo. Well, today in the Children's Hour, we're celebrating Halloween. We're celebrating pumpkins in specific. And Isaac, as well as Corbett, have been studying pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and have a lot of information to share with you. We're also going to learn what does it mean if a house has a teal pumpkin outside. And spoiler, it means the house has treats for kids with food allergies. We'll find out more about that. And this episode also comes with a free, really jam-packed learning guide that meets national education standards. Find it at childrenshour.org. The episode is called Pumpkin Spice. And here's one from Andrew Gold, right here on the Children's Hour.
A chubby little pumpkin sat in a patch, waiting breathlessly to see just who was gonna snatch him. He pumped himself up, he kept himself clean, 'cause it was just a few days until Halloween. A pretty little cutie in a lavender dress saw our boy and picked him up. Then she began to caress him. She hugged him and she squeezed till they were cheek to cheek. She almost dropped him on his bottom when he started to speak. Could I make a small suggestion? Like to ask you just in case you would remember this request when you're designing my face. He said, please, 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 please give me a smile. I'm only gonna be here for the littlest while. Don't wanna be the jack-o'-lantern scaring away every candy-loving kid who's trick-or-treating today. No one wants a friend who only can frown. Turn up the ends of my mouth instead of turning them down. Looking like a monster really isn't my style. So please make me pretty, please give me a smile. He was a little bit worried, a little perplexed, 'cause all his other orange friends were acting tougher than the next guy. One put on a grimace, one wore a scowl, one even wore a sheet and then began to howl. He was oh so happy to be the little girl's choice. He giggled and he stammered in his shy little voice. Then he whispered to her sweetly in their cozy embrace, I want a pretty smile just like the one on your face. I'm only making one appearance in this fleeting pumpkin life. Could you grant my one desire when you carved me with that knife? Please, 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 please give me a smile. I'm only gonna be here for the littlest while. Don't wanna be the jack-o'-lantern scaring away every candy-loving kid who's trick-or-treating today. I'd be ever so grateful if you give me a grin. Let all the happy little children see the brightness within. Don't give me no fangs like that mean crocodile. Please make me pretty, please give me a smile. Please, please,
for the littlest one. I don't wanna be the jack-o'-lantern scaring away every candy-loving kid who's trick-or-treating today. Give me a great big grin, I'll be the happiest guy. The evening after Halloween, I'll be the tastiest pie. Well, if I gotta go, let me be going in style. Oh, please, please, pretty please, give me a smile.
I am sure that you've used the nicknames Sweetie, Honey, and Cupcake, right? They all refer to food treats. However, the use of the term pumpkin as a term of endearment seems a little bit strange. While reasonably tasty and used to make some delicious treats like pumpkin bread and pumpkin pie, on its own, the pumpkin is a rather unsurprising fruit. And yes, it's a fruit. Attractive or not, the fact is that 151 million pumpkins are consumed during Halloween season in the USA. That's crazy. See? They manage to be scary and yummy. It's true. Pumpkins are actually a fruit. Many of us think that it should be our national fruit, but that Oscar goes to the blueberry. Incidentally, did you know that Native Americans grew and ate pumpkins and their seeds long, long, long before the Pilgrims ever reached North America? Pilgrims learned how to grow and prepare pumpkins from the Native Americans, and not the other way around. The earliest pumpkin pie made in America was quite different than the pumpkin pie we know today. Apparently, early settlers made pumpkin pie by hollowing out a pumpkin, filling the shell with milk, honey and spices, and baking it. At least they didn't light it up, right? Also, pumpkins were once even considered a remedy for freckles and snake bites, and Native Americans used the seeds for the treatment of intestinal infections, and it eventually led the United States to list pumpkin seeds as an official medicine for parasite elimination from 1863 to 1936. Whoa, this fruit is kind of awesome, right? Let's say that you're out choosing a pumpkin. There are more than 45 different varieties of pumpkin to choose from. They range in color like red, yellow, and green, with names like Hooligan, Cotton Candy, Orange Smoothie, Atlantic Giant, Big Moon, Big Max, Prize Winner, Blue Green Pumpkins, Blue Lakota, Jarredale, Kakai, Kabocha, and many more. Cool, huh? Pumpkins contain a pigment called beta-carotene. Did you ever wonder why pumpkins are that vibrant orange color? It's because they have beta-carotene in them. But they're not alone. If beta-carotene was a gene, then these other foods would all be pumpkin cousins. The cousins are carrots, sweet potatoes, winter squash, spinach and kale, cantaloupe, and apricots. Also, romaine lettuce? What? Well, friends, that's all I have to say about calabazas. Yes, that's pumpkin in Espanol. So go get them. Carve them, paint them, eat them, and have yourselves a great Halloween. This is Isaac Lacerda for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Let's go to the pumpkin patch. Pumpkin patch is where.
With crooked teeth and Frankenstein features that make me smile. Every gourd is born to be the spirit of Halloween. Get a spoon, grab a knife, and watch it come to life.
Let's go to the pumpkin patch. The pumpkin patch is where it's at. Climb aboard that rusty tractor. Roll it out into the pasture. Pick the best one.
good, oh squash, veggie or fruit, this mystery of life. How October's jack-o'-lantern is November's pumpkin pie.
Who wants that?
Let's go to the pumpkin patch.
Garden so big and orange and round, started just a little seed when I stuck it in the ground, but now it doesn't look at all like what it did last spring. Hey, won't somebody tell me what the heck you call this thing? Oh, the pumpkin man with a big brown head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. My mommy and my daddy, my dog and my pal John, ran out to the garden to see what was going on. My mommy said, squash, my son, my daddy called it spice. John just laughed and my dog just barked and jumped up once or twice. Oh, the pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. Then John said, ain't you never seen a pumpkin plant before? Why carve them up for Halloween and you stick them right by your door? With two big eyes, a funny nose, and a toothy smile below. Then you stick a candle in its head to make the whole thing glow. Oh, the pumpkin man with a big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. Grow up pumpkins for my neighbors all around, but still I just don't understand how they get so big and round. My mommy says it's nature, my dad says a miracle. John just laughs and my dog just barks, and I like that best of all. Oh, the pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie. The pumpkin man with the big round head, smile so bright and eyes so red. I wish jack-o'-lanterns hung from the sky and the seas were made of pumpkin pie.
Remember, this episode comes with a learning guide. It's found at childrenshour.org. Just look for pumpkin spice.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many holiday traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle that's cluttering your yard? You can turn that unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio. Just go to childrenshour.org to learn more.